Advice today on writing for our growth, our enjoyment, to help advance our lives, to heighten our psychological state. There are all sorts of reasons why you may write. We'll discuss these and discuss reasons you may or may not want to write. As we talk about journaling, blogging, diaries, and any sort of personal writing. This is a special podcast having a dear friend from way back, Stephanie Cosentino, who keeps a blog, contribute her insight to the show. I asked Stephanie to answer a series of questions about writing. She provided wonderfully thoughtful responses, and I will use some of her quotes throughout the podcast. The full text of her response is really worth reading, and it is on our new Facebook page in its entirety. We'll list off that information at the end so you can read it, and I'll get you the address to see her blog. Well, my feelings about journaling are mixed. It has freed me at times, and led to a hindrance of my perception of freedom at others. I'll explain. First, let's be clear. While writing can be an excellent part of our lives, I don't suggest there is ever anything to do. You are perfect right now. You are divine. You are the perfect divine. Your life story is not ultimate reality. It is not real at all. In an instant, right now, you can feel the perfect peace that always is. This, I like to call pure being. Experience it. Pure being. Stephanie, who has kept journals for about 25 years, says, "Writing is a means of freeing myself, saving myself, actually." She later writes, "Life is so amazing, even the bad parts. I just want to document and understand it." This has me thinking how there is a certain invigorating sense of presence which comes with having a willingness to look at life. Poets know this. Sure, any person may be willing to be present while enjoying a fine glass of wine, if he or she has a taste for wine, or when vacationing in the most pristine environment. But someone who is willing to be present in any and all environments, with all things, he or she is a poet, and I believe will experience the hidden riches of life. Especially if you can write about whatever you experience while withholding your mind's personal judgments. You can be one with a profound happiness that is always present. Poetry, by the way, is a wonderful language with which we may write. There are no rules. You can write any way you choose. Rigidity, rhyme, and structure are not necessary for poetic expression. Just writing your own way, any way you express yourself freely. Abandoning structure and punctuation and just flowing creatively with the surreal, the fantastic, the mundane, with anything can reveal what a powerful creator you are. There is such a thing as writing out of necessity. I have done this many times. If you feel you must write, then you will know. It can provide an instant release of anything toxic. Sometimes, wherever I am, I will just keep a sheet of paper nearby and write a word or two kept to myself, and it allows me to feel an instant release to see and express what I feel. I asked Stephanie, "What advice do you have for people who may want to journal?" She writes, "Keep it fun and make it ceremonial. Buy a special notebook and pen. Change it up. Use photos or drawings or music lyrics or an object when you don't feel like writing your own words. And most of all, just do it. I considered for a great time what to include in this podcast. There are so many aspects to personal writing. The word faith surfaced in my mind as being important. And faith is what? It is freedom from making judgments. If you write, I must suggest that you be careful to not fixate on an imaginary identity, which is any identity based on circumstance. Ascend and align with the highest truth that you are a divine, perfect spiritual being. If you write, I suggest you write your life the same way you may write a record of the dreams had during sleep, with the same curious analysis. All is symbol anyway. If experiences seemed bizarre or difficult, say, I wonder why I lived that, the same way you would remark about a dream. That was a strange thing to dream, just like that was a strange thing to live. How about determining if your approach to writing benefits you by considering your journal, diary, or blog the way you would consider the healthiness of any friendship? You must determine if that friend lifts you up. Do you feel better by writing? Or does that friend keep you trapped in a pattern you do not prefer? Some people will write of their discontentment and all their observations of circumstance they dislike. Often, people with great purpose, especially creative people, deal for a time with a discontented state. This state can serve a purpose and can instantaneously compel us to move into being our true self, to do what we are meant to do. But if the focus of our writing and the focus of our thinking remains habitually in discontentment, we only empower what does not suit us. If you must sort through feelings of discontentment, simply recognize any circumstance that no longer suits you as just that, and dismiss it. Our emotions can greatly charge and enliven circumstance, so step out from any cycle of reacting emotionally to that which you dislike. Instead, appreciate the clarity this process offers. You can see clearly what does suit you, and what is true for you. Focus on being yourself to the fullest. Write of this. Often people write and keep it to themselves, but those who write blogs are sharing their thoughts, feelings, their creativity, and craft with others. I asked Stephanie how someone may choose whether to write privately or in a blog. Part of what she replied is this. I've asked myself that same question. I've shared some really personal stuff. The response I've gotten has been great, so it's worth the extreme vulnerability I feel at times because ultimately I feel more connected. The best part is the common comment that the reader really related, and it made them think of their own situation. Then it's no longer about my story. It's quite humbling. I used to think my story was so tragic and magical and dramatic. I've come to realize that everyone's story is the same. Thank you, Stephanie. I find this really powerful. We should all know that we are not alone. Your solitude is a gift to yourself, and certainly it can prove you are not alone. Also fascinating is how, by writing, I believe we share with those who have come before. There is a richness in doing anything which has been, for countless years, enacted. When I first began writing, though people may not believe such a thing could happen, I had an experience of Emily Dickinson coming to me. She gave this advice. She said, focus everything onto the tip of a pen. I have probably both romanticized journaling and cautioned against it in the course of this podcast. Expressive writing can be necessary. It can provide guidance and perspective. It can encourage us. I mainly caution against indulging in any bitterness or loathing. Realize you are wholly perfect always. Stephanie's blog, called Rebuilding My Temple, is at this web address, www.stavi23.wordpress.com. The text for her answers to my questions in their entirety is on the new End Depression Podcast Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/enddepressionpodcast. And I'll put those links onto my page, www.tyrusgray.com. This is Tyrus Gray, sending love and care your way.